I'm going to call all of us here today. I'm calling the church. I'm calling every believer in the United States of America, every believer around the world. It's time for us to lay aside the elementary teachings that we grow up on, that we hold on to, that the world is trying to impress us with, and we take hold of the deep things of God concerning our relationship in and through the Lord Jesus Christ.
God has an encouraging word to launch our week together on the Monday edition of The Encouraging Word with Dr. Don Wilson. Today we'll be headed to the book of Hebrews and a message called Real Believers in just a moment. But Dr. Don wants to remind you, we're here for you. Love to get you connected with resources that will help you grow in your faith, like our daily Encouraging Word Bible Guide. It's absolutely free. You can call and ask for your copy right now at 866-899-WORD. That's 866-899-9673. And more importantly, that number will connect with us 24 hours a day. If you need to have someone speak with you, pray with you, listen, we're here, 866-899-9673, or meet us online at theencouragingword.org. Now, today's edition of The Encouraging Word, a message called Real Believers with Dr. Don Wilson. The Encouraging Word.
Why don't you join me in a word of prayer today? Let's pray together. Our Father, we just thank you for all that you do for us. How can we ever express our gratitude to you in a way that would let you know that we stand just amazed in your presence? All of those of us who call upon your name on this beautiful Lord's Day, all studying the Word of God together, all worshiping you. Our Father, we have such deep and abiding concerns. We're so concerned, Lord, about our world, the world in which we live, the conflicts that are facing us. We're watching our television sets and we're listening as the world tries to position itself and the great evil that is rising up within the ranks of humanity. And Father, all of us have ideas and dispositions. We've all got opinions. But our Father, what we most long for is that you would just speak to our hearts as the people of God, not only here in Spartanburg, but all around the world. Lord, I need you. I want you to show me who I am in the light of who you are. And Father, right now as we open the bread of life and as we continue this great study in the book of Hebrews, you are gripping our hearts. And we're praying today, Lord Jesus, that you would so speak to us, because you're about to put something on us that's of staggering importance. It's of eternal importance. And Lord, I am praying for that one person today, that by your grace and through your Spirit, you would let them see themselves the way you see them. And that our Father, is the result that many people would come to know the Lord Jesus. This is our prayer together. As we study your word together, as we depend upon your Spirit together. And we pray this all in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, I trust that you all are doing quite well. We've got a lot to talk about, and God is certainly speaking to us in this incredible study in the book of Hebrews. It's called the Letter to the Hebrews. I want you to take your Bibles today and turn with me to Hebrews chapter 6. So you're going to need your Bibles, whatever means that you have at your disposal. And you're going to need to have a close look with me at Hebrews chapter 6. Because I'm going to tell you again that I'm going to do my very best not to insert myself into what God is saying. What we're about to hear does not come from me. It's very important for me to say that. You'll remember way back there a couple of weeks ago when we were studying in Hebrews chapter 2. And it seems like this has become a recurring theme, and I think you'll all agree with me. We must therefore pay attention to the things that we are hearing from God. What does God say? What is God saying to you? What is God saying to me? And here in Hebrews chapter 6, we find ourselves in the context of the overflow, what we discovered last week in Hebrews chapter 4 and chapter 5, where we learned about this incredible thing that God has done for us, in that the Lord Jesus Christ, our great high priest, passed through the heavens and gave himself for us in full identification with all of our humanity. And as the Son of the living God comes and inhabits our hearts and lives and saves us and rescues us and forgives us. And here in Hebrews chapter 6, there's something that takes place that can be awfully troubling in many, many ways. So I want you to take your Bibles today, and I want you to take a very, very close look at what we're studying together. So here we are in Hebrews chapter 6. This is what we read. Therefore, love all these therefores in the scriptures, because there are so many of those therefores in scriptures. In other words, what we are seeing here is that God is once again going to tell us something predicated on what has already been established. So in Hebrews chapter 6, what has already been established? We learned that last week, that Jesus Christ is our high priest. He's the one through whom we go in order to have direct access to a holy and a righteous God. Can you imagine that? We no longer have to go through any man. We don't go through any means. We go directly to God through the Lord Jesus Christ, because he's our high priest and he has passed through the heavens. He is the complete one. He's all sufficient. Now watch what happens here. Therefore, the writer says, let us, that's me, that's hundreds of us today, thousands of us today who know Jesus Christ, who profess Jesus Christ as our Savior and Lord, let us leave behind the elementary doctrine of Christ and go on to maturity. All right, everybody, watch me. Now, this is important, folks. If we don't understand this, you're going to miss what he's saying here. He talks here about elementary doctrines of Christ. What does that word elementary mean? I'm going to unpack this for you in just a minute. What he's saying here is, I want to give you a solemn warning that unless you understand who you are, you just might be someone who thinks you are who you are in Christ, but you're not. You don't know him. Now, I don't want to afford that risk. I've often said to myself, tongue in cheek, you know, I sure hope that one day I don't wake up and discover that I don't belong to the Lord Jesus Christ. And you know, the Bible tells me that I don't have to live in the speculative world. I can know that I belong to him. And he's about to tell us something here. And what he's saying to us is, you and I, those of us who know the Lord Jesus Christ, we need to move on from the simple, incomplete, insufficient doctrines concerning Christ, and we need to move on toward maturity. That word, by the way, maturity, in the original text, is the word from which we get our word perfection. In other words, what he's saying to us is that if we want to move to the point of the knowledge of our salvation, the knowledge of knowing Jesus Christ as Savior and Lord, not speculation concerning whether or not we may or not know Jesus Christ as Lord, we've got to lay aside the elementary teachings about Christ. And I'm going to explain exactly what those are. In fact, here they are. This is what he says. Going back to the beginning of verse 1. Therefore, let us leave the elementary doctrine of Christ and go on to maturity. Here they are. These are the elementary teachings of Christ. This is the insufficient picture. These things do not give us salvation. Listen to what he says. Not laying again the foundation of repentance from dead works and of faith toward God. You mean faith toward God cannot save me? Uh-oh. I thought everybody has faith in God. Verse 2, and of instruction about washings. Some of our texts use the word baptisms. I'm going to explain that in a minute. And the laying on of hands. Here's another one. The resurrection of the dead. Do you believe that there's life after death? Evidently, God's going to tell us that's elementary teachings. That is not going to lead you to salvation. Do you know, by the way, Buddhists believe in life after death? They call it by a different name. It's just called reincarnation. It's a cyclical view of someone who dies and comes back into another form of existence, even in another form, but it's still a strong belief in life after death. But it's not salvation and eternal judgment. There's another one. Look at verse 3. And this we will do, if God permits. Here the writer is saying, wait a minute, God's telling me, as a believer, if I want to know who I am in Christ, I need to lay aside all these elementary teachings concerning Christ. He lists them. He says, I need to put those aside. And then he says in verse 3, by God's grace, we are going to do this. I'm going to call all of us here today. I'm calling the church. I'm calling every believer in the United States of America, every believer around the world. It's time for us to lay aside the elementary teachings that we grow up on, that we hold on to, that the world is trying to impress us with, and we take hold of the deep things of God concerning our relationship in and through the Lord Jesus Christ.
You're listening to The Encouraging Word, featuring the Bible-based preaching of Dr. Don Wilton. And Dr. Don will be back in just a moment to complete this message, Real Believers. But I take a pause in the middle because Dr. Don insists we remind you this is not a presentation, it's a conversation. And the joy is, as Dr. Don is preaching, as he is sharing the Word of God, many times the Lord will stir our hearts towards a specific need in our own life. And if that's happened today, we'd love to pray with you. It's truly our... One of our core beliefs is the power of prayer and the opportunity that redemptive prayer changes things. And we'd love to pray with you. One of the ways you can connect is on our phone, 866-899-WORD. That number again, we'd love to have you store it in your cell, jot it down, is 866-899-9673. 24 hours a day, it'll connect you with one of us, happy to pause for a moment to pray with you, to connect you with resources. Just need someone to listen. We are here for you to pray. That's 866-899-9673. And if you'd prefer to connect on your keyboard, let's do that keyboard to keyboard on our website at theencouragingword.org. I want to encourage you to visit the website to see a lot of different things, as well as hear messages from Dr. Don. Here in this particular broadcast, it's audio only, but tonight, 6:30 Eastern, on the Trinity Broadcasting Network, TBN, is an opportunity for us to share with you the visual presentation of The Encouraging Word. Dr. Don's video message ministry launches tonight, every Monday night, as a matter of fact, on TBN at 6:30, and I hope you'll consider joining us, maybe inviting a friend to tune in. That's TBN, the Trinity Broadcasting Network, tonight at 6:30 Eastern. Now back to today's message, Real Believers, with Dr. Don Wilton.
Are we not finished, by the way? Look what he says here in verse 4. He says, for it is impossible. By the way, that word leaves no room for possibility. Did you get that? No room for possibility. It is impossible in the case of those who have been enlightened, in the case of those who know Christ, who have tasted the heavenly gift, who have shared in the Holy Spirit, have tasted the goodness of the word of God and of the powers of the age to come, it is impossible for genuine, real believers to then fall away, to restore them again to repentance, since they are just simply crucifying the Son of God all over again to their own harm and holding the Lord Jesus Christ up to contempt. And verse 7 and 8 just illustrates that point. God uses the illustration of a dry and thirsty land. He said, you want to know the difference between land that produces, which is genuine, that's fertile, that is receptive, that has every potential for growth, that's the real thing, and land that is fallow and barren and useless and produces nothing? Look what he says in verse 7, for the land that has drunk the rain that often falls on it and produces a crop useful to those for whose sake it is cultivated receives a blessing from God. But if it bears thorns and thistles, it is worthless and near to being cursed, and its end is to be burned. All right, bottom line. This message is about real believers. There are two distinct people here. Not talking about men and women like we're prone to do. Not talking about different cultures, different languages. He's looking at us from the perspective of God. Do you know God doesn't look at us as male and female and rich and poor and old and young and tall and short and Americans and Chinese and Africans? God looks at us as those who are for him and those who are against him. Those who belong to him and those who don't. That's you, that's me, that's all of us. That's what God sees when he looks out across a congregation like this. He sees us exactly the way we are. Today I'm going to invite you to make certain that you belong to Jesus Christ. Now I want you to consider these people back here, these Hebrews. See, there was a group of people called the Pharisees. And essentially what God is doing in the context of this passage, if you want to speak about it in this day and age in which this was written, the Lord has got a word for these people, these Pharisees. They were legalists. Let me tell you something about these Pharisees. Four things. Number one, they heard all about the Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, did they? Number two, they actually watched him. Can you imagine that? They watched him. They watched Jesus. They not only heard him, they watched him. But they also experienced him. These same people, these legalists, these Pharisees, these people who held to the elementary teachings about Christ. Oh, they did. They heard him, they watched him, they experienced him. Here's one even better. You know what the Pharisees did? They listened to him. They listened to him teach. They listened to him preach. But the bottom line, they didn't know him. They had all the trappings. Remember in John chapter 3, one of the greatest stories ever told. In fact, one of my favorite ones. In John chapter 3, God's word tells us about one of those men. His name was Nicodemus. Nicodemus was seminary trained, probably had four PhDs in theology. I mean, from when he was the youngest little fella, just a little chap about that big, he went about doing all kinds of things. He was religious, man. He would wash his hands. He would do all kinds of ceremonial things. He wouldn't walk on Saturdays. He would keep himself pure and clean. He would recite the Torah. He would do everything religiously. He would go to church at the right time. He wouldn't eat certain foods. I mean, he toed the line. He followed the elementary teachings about Christ. Well, when he encountered Jesus, Jesus looked at him and he said to him, Nicodemus, you need to be born again. Can you imagine that? That's some of you. You know that's you. God's speaking to you. That's why I'm so glad that we're here today. I tell you what, I love our community and I love America. Folks, let me tell you one of the greatest dangers in America today. Our world is filled with people like Nicodemus. Americans are good people, man. It's just amazing. You've heard me say this many times. I don't think you will find a more generous, kind-hearted people than the American person. I've often said to myself, I wonder where this world today would be without the American. That's why everybody wants to come here. I mean, you can talk about diseases. It's America that steps in the forefront. You can talk about wars. America goes to the rescue. You can talk about building, digging wells to provide water for people to drink. It's America. You talk about sharing blessings. It's America. You talk about people making a difference in people's lives around the world. America is always there. There are people from every other nation. But goodness me, American people have got an incredible religiosity about them. But does that mean to say you and I know Jesus Christ? These people didn't know him. Now watch this, folks. This is very important to get a hold of. Because what takes place here is that God not only warns us of this. How does he warn us? He says there in chapter 6 and verse 1, listen, believers, listen, all of you who claim to know me. I don't want you to just be like Nicodemus. And it's time for you to make a decision and settle this thing once and for all. This is an eternal matter of eternal consequence. And you can know that you know that you know that you know that you belong to Jesus. Today I'm going to beg you to give your life to Christ. He says, therefore, leave behind, lay aside the elementary teachings about Christ and take hold of the perfection that we have in Christ. Take hold of what salvation means in your life. Why elementary? Simple teachings. That word there means easy. Just think of our school system. When you talk about elementary, you're talking about beginnings. You're talking about a basic fabric. You're talking about a window to the real thing. You talk about generating an interest in. But the word elementary or elemental speaks more completely to incompleteness. That's why Jesus is complete. The elementary teachings that came out of the New Testament were incomplete. The word elementary there literally means insufficient. That's why Jesus is totally sufficient. I believe that the Bible teaches the sufficiency of Jesus. The word sufficiency means the complete absoluteness of everything that God has done for us in and through the Lord Jesus Christ.
What a powerful message from Dr. Wilton. And as we process that concept of sometimes how we fool ourselves into believing that our good works would save us, we can realize that, make a change, make a difference, and even change our perspective today on what it is to live in the grace and the love of God. Dr. Don often says, if we could just comprehend for a millisecond the way God really loves us, the overwhelming, pursuing love of God, it will change everything about this particular Monday in our life. You need to know we're here for you. Our phone number is 866-899-9673. We stand ready to talk, to pray, to connect with resources. That's 866-899-9673. But right now, I want to connect you with another thought from our pastor. Here's Dr. Don.
God has spoken to you, hasn't he? And you're ready to give your heart to Jesus. I'd love to help you right now. Would you pray this prayer with me and accept Jesus into your heart and life? Dear God, I know that I'm a sinner. I know that Jesus loves me and died for me on a cross. Right now, I repent of my sin and I confess my sin to the Lord Jesus Christ. Come into my heart and save me today and forgive me for my sin. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. If you've prayed that prayer, we'd love to get alongside of you and celebrate with you and send you some literature and help you as you begin to grow. And I want you to know that I love you very, very much. And by the way, don't leave. Don't go away, whatever you do, because I'll be right back.
Again, the number to call if you'd like to speak with someone, pray with someone, is 866-899-WORD. That's 866-899-9673. 1-800-899-9673 or connect with us online at theencouragingword.org. That's theencouragingword.org. Also, a great resource is like this called The Totally Secure Book. If you haven't heard about it, here's Dr. Don with more.
You know, in all my years of sitting at the feet of Dr. Billy Graham, he said this to me. He said, Don, the most important thing in life is to know that you belong to Jesus. And then he said, the second most important thing is that you know that you belong to Jesus. He encouraged me to write this book, Totally Secure, to help you find the answers to these important questions. That's why he endorsed this book of mine. I want you to have a copy of this book. I want you to have the assurance that you are going to heaven. Please pick up the telephone right now and call the number on the screen and request your personal copy of Totally Secure. The Encouraging Word Broadcast Ministry is supported by viewers and listeners just like you who want to make a difference in the world. So thank you for requesting my book, Totally Secure. Your financial support enables us to continue moving forward for Christ.
That number again, 866-899-9673, or meet us online at theencouragingword.org.
Greetings to you in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Brother Don, I'm a prisoner here in North Carolina, and I've been listening to your preaching on the radio broadcast each morning for quite some time now. I really wanted to write you to let you know what a blessing you have been to me. Hearing you preach the Word of God and how you love the Lord Jesus Christ has just truly touched my heart more than I could ever express. I'm 42 years old and I was brought up in church and have always had a deep love for Jesus Christ. I was saved at a young age, but got on the wrong path that caused me such heartache and sorrow. I've been through pancreatic cancer and a lot of health issues, but the Lord has blessed me to live and to be healed. I know in my heart He has called me for a purpose to serve Him, and I will be getting released in just a few more years. And my dream is to get into the ministry for Jesus Christ and to live for Him the rest of my life. When I hear you preach and teach, it just touches my heart so deeply, and I want to be able to meet you in person one day. And I look forward to hearing you on the radio each and every day.
Well, here I am again. What a day this has been. You know, we've got so many means to be able to do that. You can write to us, email us. You've got all the details right there in front of us. We're a family together. We stay connected in so many ways. And your life is very important to me. I see you there. And God shows me. And I want to be able to pray with you and connect with you and be a vital part of your relationship, your growth. Your needs are mine. I'm walking in your shoes. And I want to pray for you. Please don't stop. Call us, write us, keep praying, keep giving, keep connecting, keep rejoicing, keep celebrating, keep striving. God is on His throne. This is the Encouraging Word. And now you know why.